Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with Steve Jenkins, also known as half of the dad duo racing Esther the Wonder Pig. Steve, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So, you've got a new book coming out, and I want to talk about that. But first, if you don't mind, for anyone who's not familiar with Esther, can you please just briefly explain who she is and what's so wonderful about her?
Yeah, absolutely. Esther is our mini pig. At least that's what we were told she was going to be. We got her as a piglet about 3 years ago in August of 2012. And Esther turned out to be a full-size commercial pig. So she actually grew to 650 pounds. She still lives with us in our house and has become very popular on Facebook, of all places, and kind of turned our lives completely upside down. In the process of getting so big, we ended up actually having to sell our house, and we raised a whole bunch of money online and purchased a farm in Campbellville and opened a farm sanctuary, and that's where we are now, in Campbellville, Ontario. It's been a crazy couple of years.
Yeah, so you're coming up on your first anniversary from when Happily Ever Esther, the farm sanctuary, opened to the public. It'll be July 1st, Canada Day.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, we've been on the farm. It's actually a year, it was a year in November, but we took the first kind of 6 months or so to get the farm organized and ready. There were people living here, but it hadn't been actually used as a farm in, I think they said, about 25 years. So there was a ton of work for us to do to get the property kind of back up to speed and ready to welcome people and, of course, most importantly, welcome the animals. So, yeah, our grand opening was, like you said, in July. It's crazy how quickly time is flying.
Can you talk a bit about what goes on at the farm, what the public can do? And I mean, I know Esther has transformed your lives. You became vegan and you're big proponents of the vegan movement. But what else is the sanctuary all about?
Absolutely. Well, the sanctuary itself, as you said, of course, our main focus is to rescue and rehome animals. Primarily, any animal that arrives here Happily Ever Esther lives here forever. But we do a ton of relocation and rehoming of animals online as a big part of the sanctuary's job and the sanctuary's mission. And when people come to the sanctuary, they get to meet and, of course, interact with these animals, get to kind of connect with them on a level that's really hard to do elsewhere. And I mean, there's not very many places you can go to meet a cow, you know, or to meet a donkey or some sheep or some goats, outside of some maybe less desirable places where you maybe wouldn't want to meet them.
Yeah.
So, you know, the sanctuary gives a really cool opportunity for people to see what these animals are like and see what kind of personalities they have. That's been one of the really amazing things that Derek and I have learned, is the personalities that each of these individual animals have when they're just allowed to do what they want to do on their terms. And it's really amazing to watch. And, you know, when guests come here, you can come for just a tour of the farm and we'll show you around, show you what's happening. You can walk around freely and explore. And we also have a whole lot of volunteer work days where people can actually come to the farm and get hands-on with us, whether it be building fences, you know, clearing trails in the forest, cleaning up after the animals, and of course, just paying attention to and cuddling the animals. So the volunteer work days are also a ton of fun, and we do them pretty much all year long, once a month, kind of in the winter months and the colder months, and every weekend or every other weekend in the summer and warmer months.
If people want to volunteer, it's they can visit happilyeveresther.ca. Is that the best place to go?
Absolutely, yeah. They can find our whole schedule of events there, from special events that we do. We've got a Thanksgiving dinner that we do here at the farm. We do a couple of different special events through the year, plus all of our tour days and all of our volunteer days are listed, and you can sign up right directly on our website for any one of those.
You and Derek Walter, your partner and Esther's
yes.
other dad. You've been involved. You have Esther for, I guess, coming up on almost 4 years now. But what has the impact been of adding the sanctuary on you, on Derek, on Esther, and on the public?
Oh, my God. Well, it's been crazy. I mean, the workload is unbelievable. I mean, it's a new thing for us. I mean, all of this was new for us. Like, even the Facebook page, when it was started, we had no intention of it ever becoming anything more than a way for our friends and family to kind of keep up to date on what we were doing. We never expected that it would become what it has. And the sanctuary, of course, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, dream at some point that they'll own their little piece of paradise in the country and they can have a few animals and, you know, that sort of stuff. You know, we always wanted that, but assumed that was years and years and years down the road. You know, so to be in this position now where we've kind of all but left our previous jobs. I mean, Derek was a professional magician. I was a real estate agent. We both had to kind of step back from that, and we're both now full-time. I'm running social media pages for Esther the Wonder Pig. Derek is managing the farm. We both work at the farm, you know, constantly. When I'm not inside working with Esther, working on social media stuff, I'm outside cleaning something up or building a fence or, you know, on the phone with people. You know, it's crazy. You know, my life and Derek's life just are so far from what they used to be before. It's madness. And I mean, it's happening so quickly, which is the other thing. I mean, yeah, we've had Esther, like you said, it'll be 4 years in July. You know, but we had Esther for a year and a half before we even started the Facebook page, you know? So, I mean, all of this has happened in, you know, just over 2 years, where we went from nobody knowing who we were and who Esther was to having, you know, almost a million people following us across our social media pages. It's absolutely crazy.
Well, it's incredible, and I don't think it's going to slow down.
It really is.
I mean, now that you've got a book coming out.
That's right.
And so Esther the Wonder Pig, Changing the World One Heart at a Time. It comes out May 31st. Can you tell me what prompted the book and what it's all about?
Well, I mean, it's kind of, again, everything with what that's happened with Esther, kind of somebody approached us and said, listen, we think this would make a fantastic book. Are you interested in telling your story? And, I mean, again, it happened maybe 2 or 3 months after we started the Facebook page. So, I mean, all of this was still incredibly new. It still feels very new to this day. But when that all happened, it was, you know, we were just kind of getting out the gate and getting things going. We had no idea where it was going to go or what was going to happen. And you know, of course, who wouldn't jump on that opportunity? So we did. We grabbed it and, yeah, let's do it, and started writing this book. And it took us, you know, we wrote all the way through until last fall. So, you know, it started as our story from before we got Esther, who we were before we got Esther, what happened, how she arrived, and how things changed from there. And it kind of ends with us arriving at the farm. So it kind of follows that whole change and you know, redirection that we took along the way.
Well, you have a fun endorsement from Ricky Gervais. He calls it funny, funny, moving, and heartwarming, the greatest love story ever told between two men and their pig.
That's right.
How did he get involved, or how did you?
Well, Ricky and Jane had been supporters of ours online. On Twitter is where we initially met with them. And they've actually now been to the farm, and Jane's been here a few times. Ricky's been out to the farm, and we've spoken to them quite a few times. And they're just really good supporters and great people to talk to. They've been fabulous to us since this whole thing kind of started. You know, we've heard it from all kinds of people that we never, ever, ever expected you'd hear from that are, you know, fans of Esther and what we're doing. It's really, really neat.
That's amazing. I'm wondering how Esther is responding to all of this. Is she taking it in stride?
Esther, same old Esther.
Yeah.
We had a couple of months when we first moved to the farm that were a bit of a challenge. Like I said, the farm hadn't been used in so long. There was no fences anywhere. So Esther all of a sudden found herself with more space than she knew what to do with and wanted to explore constantly. And so that posed a few problems while we were trying to get ourselves settled and get the fences in place and get everything controlled. You know, she wanted to go as far as she possibly could. And, you know, many a times we ended up at a standoff in the forest trying to prevent her from crossing the road or, you know, going to the neighbor's house or all those things she couldn't do when we lived in Georgetown. But we've got that under control now, and she loves it. I mean, she went from having a 50 by 100 foot property in Georgetown to now having, I mean, we're on a 50-acre farm, but the space that she's allowed to roam every day on her own without us is about 10 acres.
Wow.
So she's got so much room to explore. And then we take her for walks in the evening, of course, and, you know, we'll go outside that 10 acres and go up to the orchard. And I mean, so she's got so much room that she didn't have before. She just loves it and is still very, very much a house pig, though, which is hilarious. You know, she'll go out to the barn for a visit and she will explore. But she's very quick to come back in the house and get back in her own bed when she's ready for a nap. And she actually has her own bedroom at the farm, which she didn't have in Georgetown.
Wow.
So that's been a nice change.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. I'm really looking forward to reading your book. So it's available now for pre-order, and people can find out how to do that at estherthewonderpig.com. But the official release is May 31st.
That's right. The official release is May 31st. I know that Chapters and Indigo are carrying it up here in Canada as well, so that's a great place to look. And we're actually going to be doing two appearances for Indigo, one of them in Milton on June the 4th and one of them in Brampton on June the 10th, where Derek and I are going to go to the store and, you know, talk to people and talk about the book and talk about the story and, of course, sign some books. And so by all means, if you're in the area, we'd love to have you come by.
Yeah, thank you so much. I can't wait to read it. And congratulations. Excellent. On everything.
Right on. Thank you so much.